Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis. Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Well, hello, everyone. I am your host, Mike Davis, here for the next 2 hours on Spiritual Connections. You're listening to us live in www.blogtalkradio.com. You can also listen to us on www.mikespirit.fm. That's the website of Mike Spirits. That's the website where you will find us and the rest of our hosts there on Mike Spirit FM. But today, again, it's a special show. It's Spiritual Connections. Yes, I will be doing readings, and yes, I'll be inviting some friends along with me to do readings because, you know, as you must remember, you know, we all don't suddenly become mediums overnight. It takes a long time to understand the gift, understand the specific gift that you have. And on this Spiritual Connection show, I'm here to help you. Okay, so not just only here to give you readings, but to assist others to give you readings as well. I know I've got quite a few people coming on tonight. During the beginning, the middle, the end of the show, we have our Kerry in the studio. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
Hi, Kerry. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. I should really say, have you had a good week?
Yeah.
Well, I know that because you've been with me all week. That's quite funny, really. But for the purpose of the listeners, have you had a good week, Kerry?
I have.
And have you been doing lots of work?
Yeah.
Good, good. And that's what I like to hear because, you know, I've been working hard this week, you know. Let me just run you through my week here at Studio One. I know that, you know, obviously, as you know, and everybody else knows, you know, I still work full time as a bricklayer, and I've been doing that every day. Monday, we was producing for Mike Spirit FM for a wonderful host, Matthew James. Tuesday was a bit of a bizarre day. It was a very busy day because I know that Kerry, you took over this seat in Studio One and produced our Nick Humphrey show, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
And I must say, you know, you've done absolutely a fantastic job, and you know, credit where credit's due. Very patient you was, I must be honest. So yeah, credit where credit's due. You've done a very, very fantastic job because I was out yesterday. I was off, busy doing some more work for the spirit world. People had booked me to do some a private party, and you know, there was some beautiful communications, beautiful connections came through there, so that was absolutely perfect. Today has been a bit of an up and down day. It's been an emotional day, really, in some way, isn't it? You know, because I went to work this morning. You came with me, in fact, because you stole my car. Well, okay, I lent you my car. And I stole it. Lent the car. But then you picked me up half day today, didn't you?
I did.
Because I've been to a funeral. As you can, well, as only Kerry can see, I'm still in my trousers, you know, my black trousers, black shoes, white shirt. I've taken off the tie and the suit jacket. But no, a very close friend. And, I, you know, I can say that because she was a very close friend. That passed away the 17th of last month, and her funeral was today. This lady, you know, I must say, and I didn't realize until the funeral, they was running a spiritualist church locally up here, you know, dedicated over 40 years of her life to spirit. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
You know, and bless her heart, she passed away last month, and you know what a wonderful turnout for her today. It was absolutely perfect. My friend Margaret, I know you've all heard Margaret on the radio before. She's taken over your Mike Spirit FM a few times. And she will be back. She doesn't know it yet, but she will be. She took the service, the funeral service. And I must say, what a fantastic job she did. You know, I take my hat off to Margaret on every level, spirituality. That lady, you know, 100%. I really take my hat off to her and think, you know, if we could all just be, you know, have the courage of what Margaret has and has the way that she's able to work, if we all added just a little bit of that, what a difference we would make in everybody's lives. So, you know, a big shout out to Margaret Challenger for doing such a wonderful job today at the funeral. And, well, now we're sat in Studio One, ready to do the show. So it's been a bit of a jam-packed week. I know tomorrow we're out again, tomorrow, aren't we? We're down at a local spiritualist church. Well, it's seen local, it's about an hour drive. Down at Pontydawy, right here in South Wales, in the UK. I'll be doing the service for that church. I'm quite excited to do that because I know I've done it before. And actually, a little secret to you, if you carry, I opened the church.
Nice.
Because it's only been opened maybe about 8 months. And I was the first speaker there to open the church, which was an honour for me. It really was. But now I'm back. I'm back there tomorrow. Really looking forward to it. Go over to my website, www.mikedavismedium.com, and hold your breath. Don't count to 10, but hold your breath. It's been updated. We've been working hard here, Kelly, in Studio One, haven't we? We've updated the website. Look under the word events, and you'll see the calendar. I know it's not full at the moment, but we are working hard behind the scenes to put all the dates in. It's hard work, isn't it?
It is.
Trying to fit it all in, but we're getting there. I think we're up to about June, maybe July. You know, there's still more dates to be put in, but we've got a big chunk of them in. So that's www.mikedavismedium.com. Or actually, it's even in the Mike Spirit FM, where it's under Mike's Tours, and you'll see all the tour dates there. And you'll see in June that there is an American tour. Now, I'm going to mention this throughout the duration of the show, the USA tour. I will be touring America again because it was only October last year I was in America, and I had a fantastic time in America. I had a fantastic experience of working in America. It was fantastic. you'll also see, well, let's one time first. You know what I'm like, Kelly? I just go off on something else. But the America one, if you want more information, which we need to build into the website, we need to build this in, and it's only now, it's just dawned up on me. If you want information of where I'm going to be in America, you need to send an email to Mike Davis, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. Send an email to that email address, Mike Davis, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com, and you will be emailed back with all the dates of where I'm going to be, and you know, the times and whatever suits you best, because I'll be offering one-to-one personal readings. I'll be offering workshops, demonstrations, parties. Not, Kelly, don't get the wrong idea. I'm not going to be dancing anywhere, but parties, party bookings. I mean, Kelly. sometimes I've got to keep my eye on you. I really have. so it's going to be fun. I know at the ending of this month, the 24th, I will be in Norway doing a part of the Mike Spirit FM tour in Norway. So we're really looking forward to that. I know that Kelly will be joining us as well as Nick. just give me 1 second. Let me just get rid of that. Okay, because we do have a friend of mine that's calling. John, if you are listening, please can you call in via the show page, mate, on Blog Talk Radio, rather than try to call my Skype, because you'll knock me out of the studio, unfortunately. So if you can call in the other way, I'll see you coming in. Thank you, John. But the Norwegian tour, it's going to be a part of the Saturday is going to be the part of the Mike Spirit FM tour. The Friday, we're going to be doing workshops, so we're going to be offering one-to-one readings, myself and Kerry. And on the Saturday, obviously, Nick Humphries will be joining us as the Mike Spirit FM tour. So come along. It's going to be a fantastic day, night, the Friday night workshop. There's so much going to be going on, and you need to contact Brichter, which is on my Facebook. My Facebook page is Mike Davis Medium. Or just drop me a message and I can give you all the information about my Norwegian tour. But again, it's on the website of www.mikedavismedium.com. Now, let me try and call in my friend who was just calling me. Let's see if I can add him to the call group. But whilst I'm doing that, let me play you some music. I'm going to go for this one. So hope you enjoy. Well, that was a wonderful Pink and Try. Well, welcome everyone. As I said earlier on, you listen to me, Mike Davis, known as the People Psychic, right here on Mike Spirit FM. I do have my special friend with me. in the studio, and I have a special friend on Skype, and I got lots of special friends that's calling in. I got lots of special friends that's listening. Kelly, we've got lots of special friends, haven't we? Yeah, okay. I just caught the short. Ha! Okay, let's just mute you a minute, Kelly. You just enjoy what you're eating there. Let me explain to everyone what Spiritual Connections is about. Spiritual Connections is about you, okay? It's as simple as that. It's not about me. It's not about Mike Davis, far from the word. You want an in-depth reading with me, come in, log on to the website of MikeDavisMedium.com and press the private consultation. You want a reading live on air with me? No problem at all. We can offer that right here in Spiritual Connections, but we can also offer my regular show on a Sunday at 8 p.m. UK time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's my usual slot right here in Max Spirit FM. But as I said, this show is about you. It's about you. You're developing as a medium, or if you are working for Spirit and like to do more, come along. Come along and join in to Mike Spirit FM on Spiritual Connections, because this is your time to have a go. This is your time, your time to work. If you like, under the watchful eye of me, Mike Davis. I've got Kerry in the studio. I've got my friend on Skype. I've got somebody else waiting on Skype as well, which I'm going to bring him in as well. Let me just introduce you to everyone. You okay now? No. Okay, let me introduce you to my friend on Skype, John. Hi, John, are you there with us?
Hello, Michael.
How are you doing there, my friend?
All right, just got you in time.
Well, I know that, John, because we just crossed paths, didn't we, up in the shop?
Yeah, well, I see. So we got to cross paths now and again, and we become strangers.
Yeah, well, this is it. We're like partnerships and the like, John, aren't we?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
You know, John, I know that you do a lot for the movement of spiritualism as a whole, don't you?
Well, I do try to do my best.
Well, I know that you run Circles yourself, Development Circles, and do you want to just quickly tell us where you run these classes and what can people expect if they come to you?
Yeah, well, like on my one home circle, I do every other Saturday in my own home with some very close friends that we've been together now a fair few years. And also on a Monday evening in the Three Penny Bit Community Centre in Cwmbran, we have a circle there as well. And only last Saturday, we done an all-day workshop there as well for some new beginners there.
Perfect.
So we've been having a good time.
Perfect. Well, let's talk a little bit about that Three Penny. What do you call a Three Penny Community Centre?
Three Penny Bit.
Okay. So where is that? That's in I know where it is because I've been there a few times. Where to is that?
That's not far from the community farm in Fairwater in Cwmbran.
So it's South Wales, UK.
Wales, UK. Yes.
Okay. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I was looking at my schedule and I noticed it says Cwmbran referenced John. So does that mean I'm working there very soon?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Ah, damn, I knew that. So it's next Tuesday, I'm there as the medium working. So, you know, if people want to come along and see me work, that's where, God, excuse me, I do have a bit of a cold, so I just suddenly decided to start to bleed. That's fine. So if they want to come along and watch me work doing the service for the Spiritualist Church, they need to go to, say it again, John.
The Three Penny Bit Community Centre, Fairwater in Cwmbran.
So if people Googled that, would they find it?
Yes, no problem. Or if they're on Facebook and they want to go to my page, Thomas John Williams, they'll find it there, and there'll be a location thing as well.
So Thomas
John Williams.
Williams, yeah, but let's say it a bit slower. Thomas John Williams on Facebook.
That's it, and they'll find them on my friend.
Now I know. Okay, I know that you are in the chat room, John. Okay. Because I can see you, okay?
Am I?
I did see you, but yes, you are, Thomas Williams, too. I got my eye on you, I know where you are. So why didn't you post your link to Facebook in the chat room?
Yes, I'll do it whenever I manage to find it all out to you.
Well, do you want me to do a few, John, because I maybe be a little bit faster than you?
Yeah, I think so. All I got is this big picture of Mike Davis up in front of me at the moment.
I'm sure I know that you have the best side of him.
Yeah, it's a bit disconcerting, really.
Okay, well, I know that, I'm trying to search Neil, and I can't even spell your name.
Well, I never.
I know. Isn't it dreadful? You know, how long have we known each other?
Too long.
You know, it has been a while, you know, because we did cross paths in Aspiritus Church when you very first started, wasn't it?
Yes. But to be honest, I've known you as a person, but not what you did from many years ago, but never our paths did cross till we got into this, and I must say you've helped me out a hell of a lot.
Well, you know, again, John, that's what Spiritual Connections is all about, isn't it?
Yes, that's it, and I'm more than grateful because you've helped out with workshops, with information, and even with little tips, and, well, why didn't you try it this way, why didn't you try it that way, and you've helped along with little things.
Yeah, you know, and it was only today that I was doing that again with somebody else on a conversation, which, I know that will work. I've got your link in Facebook, I do know how to spell your name, I was just, you know, winding you up. So we've got your link in there, so if people want to come and watch your work, click onto your Facebook, which that link is in the chat room, and the information will be on there that I'll be the medium next Tuesday. So, John, I'm really looking forward to that, okay? Are you going
to... Well, you know, the chairperson lady there, yeah, she's looking forward to meeting Mike Rooney again.
Oh, here we go. You know, every time, John... You know, I look forward to going. I get in and I see her face and I think, oh my God, here we go again.
Well, this Tuesday just gone, we had a fledgling's evening because the medium was not well enough to attend there. And a couple from the class took the service. And when we announced it later on that you would be there next week, she did go a bit weak at the knees.
Oh, did she? Shh, Kelly's listening. Maybe we'll fetch Kelly. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, why not? Yeah, to meet the growing company of Welsh people that can join in with,
Yeah, well, you know, maybe if you gag the chairperson and maybe then we could. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
I don't think I'll succeed.
No, I know. She'd probably, you know, break free from everything. But never mind. That's another story. So, yeah, maybe Kelly can join us next week. We'll let him again tongue-tied. We'll see what happens with her and how the schedules fit with the both of us. But, John, are you going to stay with us and, you know, help out you on Spiritual Connections? Because this is what it's all about.
Yes, well, I'll be back and forth. And like your good friend there, I've got this plate of food there. So, in between, I might hesitate a bit to clear my throat, but I'm trying to eat as we listen.
Well,
there's just one thing we go before we go in, Mike. Next Saturday in the Toyne Community Centre in Caerphilly, South Wales, UK, me and Deb, another lady from my class, we're doing readings for charity, cancer charity, 10 of us.
Oh, wonderful.
We are doing it free, up in our time free. Just contributions to the cancer charity.
Oh, perfect. So that's at the Toyne Community Centre in Caerphilly, which is a nice big car park by the side of it. Because I know, because I'm
yes.
from Caerphilly, as you know. So, yeah, anybody listening, pop along.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Absolutely perfect. Okay, well, you pop yourself on mute, John, and I'll come back and forth to with you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to introduce my next guest there, so you can have a quick bite to eat in the background. Don't tell no one.
Yeah.
Okay. We will thank you in a bit. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much. When I find the mute button, yeah.
Okay, you should find it. It should be a picture of a microphone.
Got it.
There we are. Chat to you in a bit. Okay, let me fetch in another good friend of mine. And this friend has been with me for a long time. Actually, he's been a friend of me. He's been a friend of Mike Spirit FM. He's been a friend, actually a dear friend of mine. And this is Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hiya.
How are you doing there?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Now, I understand that you're a little bit nervous for tonight.
Yeah, very nervous, actually.
That's okay. Okay, now, did you follow my advice or I said to you have a 5 minutes relax? And
yes, I did. I had 20 minutes relax and a little meditation as well.
Well, Paul, I know I was speaking to you earlier on over Skype, and I know that, you know, just I came back from the funeral that he was there. chatting away. But you will be pleased to know that we got in through the door literally seconds to open up the studio, because we did go shopping in the end. So you'll be pleased to know you had 20 minutes to relax, and I've had no time to relax at all.
You're more experienced than I am.
No, okay, Paul, I know you're going to stick around and do some readings with us later on. Okay, well, I don't mean later on. I mean very, very soon. So stick in there. I'm going to pop you back on a hold, and I'm
okay.
My guest in Studio One, and that is my Kerry Carr. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
Okay. That's better. Hiya, Kerry.
Hiya.
Not quite. Try again.
Hello.
Okay. Just about. Okay. Hi, Kerry. I know that you're with me in Studio One. I know that you was here last week. You've been on the show several times. I know that you're going to be touring Norway with me at the end of the month.
I will be, yeah.
And are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Good, because I am as well. You know, I love nothing more than that plane journey. I got to be honest, especially if it's a bumpy ride. I love a bumpy ride on a plane, do you?
I like that.
Yes, it's got to be fun. It's got to be bumpy. It's got to be enjoyable. Because I know Nick will be with us. And I know Nick doesn't like a bumpy ride. I do. I love it. he does get a little bit, we'll say, worried sometimes when it's a bumpy ride. But I love it. So, Kerry, you're going to be doing some readings with us?
I will be, yeah.
And I know that we've kind of, what's the right word? Brought you back from the, back to the beginning and start all over again, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's good, man, because I normally do that. I always, like, strip myself bare and start off again. Do you know why? Because there's always something that we need to learn, always something that we've either overseen or overlooked, and there's nothing wrong with going back to the drawing board, is it?
No.
You know, because I feel it's so important every time. Okay, well, I think that's enough chatting off us lot. I think we should take some calls, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, so... okay, let me just have a quick little look here, and let me bring back in Paul for a second. I know right now you go, no, me. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Was I right? No, not me.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, definitely. You're better there. I'm in the garden now.
Let's go to the phone lines, and we do have Jennifer online. Hi, Jennifer, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I think this tongue-tied twisting business is rubbing off there, Jennifer, isn't it? I think that you may have caught my bits going on there. So, you know, the way I look at it, Jennifer, it's a Wednesday and I'm allowed to be a little bit tongue-tied now and again, isn't it? Jennifer, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from PA.
Okay, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for, Jennifer?
Guidance in my life.
Okay. Okay. Well, our forte here, Mike Spirit FM, is to bring communication through from the spirit world. Okay. So, obviously, I've got some friends, some wonderful colleagues here with me this evening, and I'm going to allow them to work as well. Okay. We do ask for a bit of a sympathetic audience tonight. Not that they, you know, not that any of these guys are not working. based on, because I know that they are, okay? Even Paul and Cock, they're trying to get out of the show, and he says, it's not going to happen. So if that's okay, Jennifer, we'll try and make a communication to Spirit World for their few. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay, and whatever we give you, if it is that they come through with guidance, then that's perfect, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, Jennifer, I'm going to start off. Okay, I know that Paul is waiting, ready to jump in. So, Paul, I'm just going to dump her on you when I'm ready. Okay, I know that Kerry is unmuted as well, and I know that Kerry will jump in as when she's ready. I've muted John. I'm going to leave him have his tea for maybe 5 minutes, then I'll get him back in. So, Jennifer, as I start there with you, I know I have somebody here from the spirit world that wants to connect there with you. I know this would be of a lady that comes through that I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I know that this lady makes you aware that she suffered in the body prior to her passing for quite some time, she tells me, because she says to me that it was a long, hard battle towards the end of her life there. I know that she makes me aware that she was quite slight of the build. Now, whether she lost weight, I'm not sure, but she makes me aware of being slight of her build. I want to say to you that she was a kind of lady that if she had something to say, she would think nothing of saying it. So whatever she had to say, out it would come, please or offend. Do you understand of this lady there for me, Jennifer?
I know exactly who it is, yes.
Yes, perfect, okay. Now, I'm going to let Paul come in there, okay, because I know what the lady wants to tell me. But let me introduce you, Jennifer, to Paul. Paul, Jennifer.
Hello.
Say hi, Paul. Paul's gone quiet on us.
Uh-oh.
Paul, are you...
Hello, I'm here, sorry. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, Paul. You need to stop pressing that mute button, mate.
I thought, dug it. I'll give it a go.
Okay.
I'm new at this, so give it a go. Right. I'm picking up the 8th of August. The lady on is the mother's side, as Mike said. She's a very powerful lady. She used to wear a handbag on the right hand, right hand arm. Fifth month on the 5th, a birthday anniversary. The lady used to wear a ring on her on her middle finger, the emerald or a ruby ring. She's sending me some lilies.
Okay, let's hold there a minute, Paul. Okay, because there's lots of information that you've given. Okay. Jennifer, do you understand of what Paul is saying to you about this wearing this ring and the lilies and everything else there?
Not the ring, but yes, everything else, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, carry on, Paul.
Well, thank you. Not the ring. Okay.
Tell me about the ring, Paul, okay, because this is where lots of us fall down, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That means something to Jennifer, okay? So, Jennifer, would you understand of a ring that either you have or there's a connection to someone in your life at the moment that has this, like, sapphire ring?
It's not sapphire, it's purple.
Okay, that's not far away. I mean, as I said, you know, you've got to be a little bit sympathetic. You know, these guys Okay.
All right.
So what do you feel this lady has come for, Paul?
She's given me, she's shown me, hang on a minute, right, slow down, think, right, the lady here has given me a nice big hug towards you, she's put her arms around you, send you lots of love, do you feel someone touching you on your right hand side of your hair? Sometimes. Like someone stroking.
Yes. There's been some. I've been touched. Yes.
Yeah, that's what she's doing to me now.
Perfect. Well, Paul, what you need to do is to thank the lady for coming. Okay, because she has come along. Because obviously, I want to move on to Kerry and to John as well, if we can. for coming we'll pass over to Kerry. So, hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
I'm doing well.
I was picking up on the lady also, with, like, tight heaviness around the chest area.
Would you understand that, Jennifer, that she was quite tight around the chest area?
Yes. That's a different woman. Yes, I do exactly understand what you're talking about.
Perfect. Because I know that Kerry's got somebody different than the lady I described there. Okay, so what else do you feel with that, Kerry?
Drawn in the face, shortish lady, fair haired, not grey, but fair.
Do you understand that with her, Jennifer?
Yes, I do.
Drawn in her face, quite short, fair in the colour of her hair?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, okay. What do you feel with her? Does she come to give?
I think she's come more for to give support.
Okay. So would you understand that, Jennifer, that you need that support in your life at the moment?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. Is there anything else that she wants to? Okay. Okay, because I know that she, as I'm aware of the other lady that I gave you, the one that Paul worked with as well, okay? Because I know that she is the support, the strength is what I need to give you at the moment. Would I be right in saying that you, Jennifer, that you feel as if you're going through this difficult patch at the moment and it's like, I can't see the way forward from this? Do you understand of that?
100%, yes, I do. 100%.
And you feel in some ways, if you feel... I should have done more in the beginning. I wish I tried harder. And in some way, and please don't take this the wrong way, but you feel as if you have put yourself in this position. Maybe not to the extent of what it is now, but you've put yourself in this position because of what's happened back in your life. Do you understand that, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what she is telling me is... you know, we need to take the blame away from yourself. You need to stop blaming yourself for what's happened in the past, okay? We need to kind of start to move forward with what's going on in our lives. We need to start to understand it's not all about what's gone on. It's about what's to come. So let's try and move forward from that, okay? Even though that, you know, it's easier said than done, I know sometimes, and I respect that fully. But she says to me that, you know, that you have this unique way of... sometimes being able to push things out of the way. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Yes, I manifest.
There we are. Perfect. Now, in some way, that Jennifer, you understand the spirit world yourself, there, don't you?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Because I know as I'm working with this lady, she tells me, she says to me, she knows because she's able to work with us and she's able to understand us, okay? I'm not saying that you work with them the way that I work with them, but I know that you understand the spirit world and you understand of the connections, how they come in and how they work with you. Now, would I be right in saying to you there, Jennifer, that you've been looking for something of late? And I don't mean to come across negative here, and I really don't, because it doesn't mean to be negative. But would I be right in saying to you that you've been trying to find someone or a show or somewhere where you can go and have good advice from the spirit world?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, see, because of what I'm feeling, I know that I've been doing this myself of late, okay? I've been going through, trolling through, if you like, through this blog talk radio and, you know, going on to different shows and, you know, and as I said, I don't mean to be negative because I don't mean to be negative, I really don't, but it's like, where can I go to find good spirit communication?
Yeah, I have an excellent spirit. I have an excellent advisor. There's a mediumship that I, you know, that I'd like to. Yeah, I mean, very, very, very important to me to connect to that other side.
Okay, but you've been trying to find somewhere else as well, somewhere where I could just like either ring up or go and see or go and find out, because I know that. It's like as if you've been trying to find another route, another avenue.
Mm-hmm.
See, and what she tells me is that it's almost as if you feel now like a sigh of relief. Okay, and I don't mean that to say that, you know, my show is the best. Far from the word, you know. I'm just who I am, and I'm just me. And I know that these guys with me are doing fantastically well. But I know I want to say that to you that it's like now I can breathe a sigh of relief because that you know of what you've had here today within this show is the solid evidence of life after death. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Jennifer, I want to thank you dearly for calling in and obviously keeping spiritual connections going, because I know that it's without callers, then we wouldn't really have a show, would we? So I want to thank you dearly, and I'll say to you, you know, always remember you can download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much, Jennifer, for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, I think, you know, you've done all really well. You really have. Paul Carey, you've done fantastic. I know John is still probably eating his rice and chips.
Thank you.
You come back on rice and chips. He's trying.
Yeah.
John has done really well. He's given up smoking. And I would never believe that, John. I wouldn't. Because John used to smoke like if he had a chimney on his head. And in all fairness, cut him out. That's it. So
41 years, 40 a day, and down to nothing.
I knew that you'd come in the minute I said, you need to teach me how to do that, John.
Yeah, and I tried patches, and I was allergic to them, so I had to stop. Now I'm on the little electric fags.
Perfect. So you finished eating your tea? Have you finished eating your tea, John?
Yeah, it's gone cold.
Perfect. Because I know that I'm going to go to the next caller, okay? And the next caller is Julie. Hi, Julie, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Julie, and even better. I'm doing even better because I've got three fantastic, and I know I can call them friends because they are my friends that's with me here. So, Julie, can I ask you where you're calling in from?
I am in New Hampshire, USA.
Well, have I got news for you in New Hampshire? Because that's where I'm in June, in New Hampshire, in USA. You need to email MikeDavis2@AOL.com and find out where to in New Hampshire I'm going to be.
I heard you say that earlier, and I said, okay, I get to see this guy live. This will be good.
You know, all the way from the UK, I'm going to be flying over, landing in New Hampshire, and I haven't got a clue what I'm doing after that. I know I'm going to be doing public demonstrations. I know I'm going to be doing parties. I know I'm going to be doing workshops. But don't ask me where, because I haven't
got a... You can come on a ghost hunt with us.
Well, you know, I would love to come on a ghost hunt. I really would. Is that what kind of work you do yourself?
That certainly is, yeah.
Well, send that email to, as I said, MikeDavis, USA, MikeDavis2@AOL.com, and maybe you can suggest that I could come on to that ghost hunt with you. Me, Kerry, she's going to be with us, and I'm sure that the lady that's dealing with the tour would try and fit you in there somewhere, because, you know, that's one of my other fortes, is to be an investigational medium, and I love the ghost hunts, I really do.
Oh, we'd love to have you along. We have a great time.
Okay, well, send that email sooner rather than later, because I know that the bookings has been taken and it's filling up, as you can imagine. Sooner rather than later, okay? But what I'm going to do, Julie, okay, because I know John had a bit of an easy time just now, I'm going to land him straight in and I'm going to pass you straight on to John and say, John, this is Julie, and it's over to you, mate.
Hi, John.
Hi, good evening, Julie.
How are you?
How are you today?
I'm so good.
Well, I've got an energy of a lady coming through to me at the moment. This lady would have been around about 5'4", 5'5", in height. Grey in hair, but a well-kept hair. Not thinning. She really liked to look after her hair. A well-dressed lady. Not a lady you would see in a relaxed atmosphere every too often. She liked to dress smart and does. Can you understand this lady, please?
I think so.
I think this would be either your mother or grandmother, because I'm showing it to be my mother's side of the family. And it is feeling like a very loving atmosphere I've got coming to me at the moment. And this lady is... Give me a lot of feeling of pride for you as well, for what you've achieved in life. This woman would have shown this to her siblings through life, her pride in them. Would this help you with this lady, please?
I think you're absolutely right. It's who I was thinking. That was my mother's mother.
What she's actually giving me, and this is the pure feelings I'm getting of this at the moment, that recently you've, within the last couple of months, you've achieved something, a goal for yourself within your life. Would this be true?
I'm very close to getting my master's degree in mental health counseling, yes.
And this is the sort of feeling she's giving me, that this achievement that you've been... trying to achieve of this achievement in your life, and it's this congratulations and pride, because not getting into the personal side of your life, this hasn't been too easy for you towards this stage of your life, correct?
Yeah, pretty challenging.
To be able to blend, they're saying you've had to hit your head against a brick wall now and again.
Well, I've definitely done that.
This is a feeling, see, and you've achieved through all the difficulties of late that you've managed to achieve this in your life. I've also got a medium-sized, well-matured dog, something like a large terrier or a small Labrador-type dog that she has with her. It's a dark-coloured dog, so I don't know if there's any relevance to you or to this lady. That is just jumping around with her. So can you take this, please?
Yeah, actually, I can.
Well, it's in my, within my feeling of the aura of this reading. This is very excitable. And it's seen that it's not actually coming as words. This is the appreciation of passing on this energy of this dog that's with this person is so that the connection of love has never been broken, sort of thing. Also, the lady's showing me that there's been a passing down of, I believe this to be either her wedding rings or some rings of hers that have been passed down to you and into the family.
I had some rings of my mom's, and my mom recently passed. So that she may have been referencing that, yeah.
Yeah, they're showing this passing down of rings. And I think there's a connection there with from her to whether your mother and the passing down is the ring. So whether she done the same or your mother done the same to you and come down like that. But also I'm getting through that there's a strong male energy there that sort of stood back from these ladies that are standing forward. A gentleman that would not put himself forward in conversations and that, but would stand there and, as they say in over in Wales, he would put his two penneth worth in when it mattered. Can you understand this, please?
I do, yeah.
It's a quirky way for me to say, but this is how I felt I had to say it to you, that he was a reserved gentleman, but on a point of something, of stating a fact, and that he would put his point across one way or the other, and then just gently step back and listen to the conversation sort of thing.
That would be my grandfather, my mother's father.
Yeah, he, a very nice gentleman. I got to admit, I do like the energy of this gentleman. Very relaxed, very quiet. I've calmed down in the way I'm speaking, and he's coming across relaxing me as well, because I'm nervous doing this. And he is relaxing me. And it's this, they all want to stand up out of their chairs, clap their hands, and say congratulations to you. There is a bit of a nice thing coming forward in this. And I've got a good feeling of a new energy coming into your circle. So I don't know if you have daughters or sons that have thing, but I get the feeling of a new energy coming forward. So I don't know if you're already a grandmother, but there's this thing coming into the energy sort of thing.
Oh my, what does that mean? No, I have teenage daughters, don't say that.
Well, all I can say is there's a new energy, whether it's now or anything, but they're showing that there's a new energy coming forward.
New energy meaning a birth?
Yeah, eventually, yeah. I'm not saying now or whatever, but there's a spirit waiting to come forward, and there's a new energy around yourself. Especially the grandmother has got this little twinkle in her eye and say that there's a new energy to come to Earth in the material world to join your family.
Fabulous.
See that, I hope that's achieved something what you wanted, but they're saying to congratulate yourself now and give yourself some congratulations in what you've achieved, and that there's a lot of love coming forward, and they show me a white rose. So to me it's a bit of a quirky one. This one got a couple of little thorns on it, so this is being put forward by a gentleman that would have been unable in life to physically show you any love and congratulations and things like it in his material. He found it difficult to say the words love and things like this, but he used to, you knew he still loved you, and he expressed his love in other ways. But there's a white rose of peace and that coming for you, so I hope you can accept that.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and I thank you for working.
John, I must say, you know, even if you're saying that this lady needs to congratulate herself, you know, I want to congratulate you there, and I'm sure that Julie would agree with me there. But you've done absolutely amazing there, mate.
Well, I am trying my best to improve myself all the time, Mike. I strive to get a better reading than the last one.
You know, and you know, I remember you like Studio One sitting with me for some time. And you know, and I remember you when you first started. And you know, it, obviously that was a little while ago now. But I, you know, I remember, as you said in the beginning, you know, giving you little bits, little tips how to work and everything else. You've come on and leaped and bounds, and I, for one, want to applaud you for that because you're doing very, very well. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. It's most appreciated.
Well, you know, again, this is what Spiritual Connection is all about, isn't it? You know, for people like you, for people like Kerry, for people like Paul, to come along and have a go under my watchful eye. And, you know, yet again, I'll say well done. Julie, we haven't finished with you just yet because I know that Kerry has got something that she wants to say there to you. So I'm going to pass you over to Kerry.
Great, thanks. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya. I've got a lady who also feels as though she suffered with stroke-like condition.
A what?
A stroke that she would have passed to the spirit world. Stroke-like condition. Do you understand?
From a stroke?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but if you say more, I might sit with that for just a minute.
Okay. What we mean with a stroke, that the one side of her body, she felt as if it was, she wasn't able to move the one side of her body before she passed the spirit world.
Yes.
And, okay. Let me just pick up there because I know I've got the lady as well. And I know that this lady comes through and she's very much like drawn in her features. She would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed home to the spirit world as well. Do you understand of that with her?
That she said it again? She went before she passed?
She would have lost quite a bit of a weight.
Yes.
See, because I know that she comes through and she makes me aware that she lost quite a bit of weight before she passes it. Now, I know that she was a loving lady in her character-wise. Nothing was too much trouble for her when she was in this life. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because she makes me aware of the love, the support that she comes through with there from the spirit world that I want to pass to you at the minute. She says to me that there's lots going on within your life. You feel... at the minute, and please excuse me, it's going to come, but would I be right in saying that you're feeling quite down with inside yourself of late? Is that right?
You know, I've had people say that to me. I mean, perhaps it's true. I'm not sure. I'm generally fairly a happy person to begin with, but I do have a couple of things going on that have certainly been weighing on my mind.
Okay, good. Okay. I mean good because it's... You got things weighing on your mind. Good, because she's right what she's telling me. I mean, I do apologize. But I know that I want to say that to you that there's, like, you know, that... we're feeling quite down at the minute because, you know, you are a deep kind of thinking of a person, aren't you?
Yes.
And see, whenever you think deeply, that's when this, oh, why do I have to think of that? Why is that have to come in? Do you understand this?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay, good, because I know that's what she's come to say, and what she tells me is, okay, what the advice she wants me to give you is for you to hold your head up high, okay, and just keep going forward, keep going tall and proud, because there's nothing for you to bow your head about. Do you understand it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she says there to me about the emotion, okay, there's been tears, there's been upset in your life, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and again, she's perfectly well aware of this upset, and this emotion that goes within your life there, okay? Just know that, you know, these people in the spirit world are so close around you. You know, this lady that myself and Kerry picked up on there, and all the wonderful people that John worked with as well. So just know that you're not alone. They're always around your vibration, always willing to be with you every step of the way. Does that help you a little bit there, Julie?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm going to move on to my next caller there, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Remember, send that email, mikedavisusa@aol.com, and download the archives, because that's where you will get a copy of this reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, there. Let's move on swiftly here to our next caller. And this is Jillian. Hi, Jillian. Are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys?
Hi, Jillian. Are you enjoying the show so far?
Yes, very much.
Aren't these guys doing fantastic?
Yes, very good, Tom.
Because I know that neither of these guys, well, Kelly has, but neither of the other guys actually stood there in their own rights. And, you know, what better opportunity can they have to stand here within their own rights, the three of them, with me, Mike Davis. Isn't that
good?
Yeah. We can offer that to them.
That's awesome. You're awesome for doing that for them. And
well, you know, I'm just here to help. That's all I want to do. You know, I don't want no credit for anything, just happy to help. And as these three good friends of mine, well, Kelly's a bit more than a good friend. She's my partner.
I'm looking forward to hear what they have to say for me.
Okay. Well, as John would quite rightly tell you, because I think John knows me probably the best out of everyone here. You know, I don't really want any credit for anything, but just as long as I can help people, that's all I ask for. Okay. So, Jillian, can we ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
From New York, perfect. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I just wanted to see what, you know, Spirit had to say about what's going on, you know, with me now, and you know, what can I hope forward to? That's, you know, as far as pretty much.
Okay.
Any department in my life, pretty much I'm open to whatever department.
Well, let me bring in Paul, okay, because I know Paul is still with us. Okay. Hi, Paul.
Hiya.
Okay.
Hi.
Do you want to start with Jillian?
Hi, yes. Jillian.
Hello.
Sorry, Julian. Do you want to start with Julian?
I have a go. He's very weak. I've got gentlemen on the left-hand side from the far side, fair hair, medium build. He's holding his hands together.
Mm-hmm.
You're in some emotional problems. Come on. You're thinking what to do. You need to speak out a bit more. He showed me the throat. Tell me, you've got to speak out a bit more about these emotions to someone. He's rubbing his hands together. He said, you've got to speak up. So, emotional problem around you now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will be okay if you speak up and speak the truth and be honest about what you're feeling.
Julian, do you understand what Paul is telling you there?
In what area? I'm not really sure. Maybe.
Okay, Paul, do you understand? Or are you aware of what area that this emotional problems are?
Thinking around the heart area. I think it's something to do with love. Or a family matter, something to do family matter.
Okay, so it's somebody close to Jillian.
Very close, yes.
Okay. So do you understand that, Jillian, that it's somebody very close to you that you feel emotional pull to, and you feel like maybe you can't speak your mind so much, but would like to get it off your chest. Is that right?
No.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess I don't talk about my feelings too much. So I guess in general, I need to talk about my feelings,
Okay. Paul, I'm going to say to you, go back on mute for just 2 minutes. I'm going to mute you back for 2 minutes, okay? You try and gather more information off this gentleman that you're scared of, okay?
Okay.
You try and build that connection up stronger, because I know I just dumped you in right in there. That obviously you didn't expect that, but that's what I'm going to do, because part of your awareness. So you gather that gentleman and bring his energy a bit closer, and we're going to go over to Kerry, okay? Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
Okay, and this is Jillian.
Hello.
I was also picking up a male. Quite a large build. I suffered with problems around the stomach area.
That you passed away from that?
You know, if that's how you feel, that
so
you would have suffered with his stomach in this life. Okay, he's quite a largely built man. You know, he carried a bit of weight with him before he passed on to the spirit world.
Yeah, I know someone like that, but he didn't have a stomach problem, but he was a larger guy.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So did he make you feel anything else there?
I just feel there's a lot of stress and anxiety.
Okay, and would you understand? Okay, that's pretty much what Paul was saying there about the stress and. So you'd understand that in certain areas, particularly the love or somebody that's very close to you in your family, is that right?
It could be. I mean, yesterday my brother was in the hospital, but that's cleared up now. That's okay.
Okay.
And then work was getting a little bit, you know, like a couple of days ago, a little bit stressing. But that's cleared up.
Okay, so what these guys are telling you is actually right, isn't it? Because, you know, a few days ago that you had lots of stress in your mind, particularly with your brother being in the hospital, you had lots of things, lots of anxiety going around, which is absolutely perfect. So well done there, Kerry. Well done, Paul. Let me just unmute Paul. Paul, do you feel anything else with that gentleman before I pick up on the call as well?
Right, what I got, what Kerry said, the bloke in the right hand side in the hospital with it's the left hand side stomach. Right, the young man who's in hospital, has he got fair hair? Brownish sort of colour?
No, they're black, so everybody has black hair and black skin.
Okay, that's fine. Paul, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then just hold off to the next caller, and then because I'm going to work with you here, Gillian, if that's okay, because I know, I've got somebody totally different, and that doesn't mean these guys are wrong, far from the word, because each medium works differently, okay? And that's, again, the wonderful thing about spiritual connections. We can allow different people to work within the same result, which is perfect. But I've got a lady that joins us here that comes close to me here from the spirit world. And she makes it aware that she wants me to link to your mum's side of your family because she comes to mum's side here.
Yeah.
And as this lady comes close, she makes me aware that she was a bit of a feisty, fiery kind of a lady, if I can say that to you, without me being offensive. But I feel, you know, if I said anything wrong to this lady, boy, oh boy, you would soon know about her, because I know she makes me aware that she could have had that streak within her, that she would knock anyone down. If needs be, okay? As I said, she links within your mum's side of your family. She comes close to you. She wants me to wrap my arms around you like a motherly feeling, okay? And she says to me here about there was lots of them, and I believe what she means by that is lots of the family. So she comes from quite a large family. Do you understand this, Jill?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect, okay? Because I know that she comes close around your vibration. She wants to be remembered and recognized there to you, okay? And as she's doing just that, she says there to me that as she comes close, she just wants me to see that you're kind of walking within this lady's... Okay. Do you understand this lady as your mum then? Because she keeps saying to me about mum.
No, it's not my mother. It's my great-grandmother, probably.
Ah, right, okay, that's fine. See, because it's the motherly connection, okay? So there would have been a close bond there, which is fine. Okay, but she just comes closer and she says to me about walking in the footsteps that she would have of the sympathetic, caring kind of a person, because I know that's exactly what you are, sympathetic, caring in your nature. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, she says to me as well here that, you know, that moving forward is important. Okay, you would understand why I would say that you feel as if you want to start moving forward in your life at the moment. Do you understand of it?
Yeah.
And she says to me that, you know, in some respects, you feel as if you're walking through, there's a term I use here in the UK, like walking through treacle, as if you feel as if your feet is getting stuck or you're getting stuck to a condition. And like, you know, I need to break free from that. But it's hard. It's hard to kind of get away from it. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me there, the minute that you start breaking free, the minute that you feel as if your legs are able to move again, she says to me about, pick your legs up and run with it, okay? So whatever this is holding you back, Try not to put too much energy into it. Try not to put too much thought into it. Just move forward from it, because this lady is so close to you, trying to guide you and support you from where she is in the spirit world, okay? There's something to do about the TV. Why does she keep showing me a TV? Have you had a problem with your TV, or have you just had a new TV then or something?
I have a TV that someone bought with me. So maybe they have a reference to the TV. Is there anything else about the TV? Maybe I can see what it is about the TV.
Okay, well, I can only tell you what she tells me. I believe that this TV, would I be right in saying that it's playing up then? Whether the changing the channels is a bit of a problem, you have to really press the button hard to change the channel, or keeps jumping or something, because she makes you aware of a problem, okay? So I don't believe it's like a reference to a TV, like somebody gave it to you. I believe it's like more like that there's a problem with a TV or something like a TV around you at the moment.
It's fairly new. It's not doing anything right now.
It's fairly new. Is that what you just said to me?
Yeah, it's a new TV.
Okay, now when you listen back to the archives, I did just say, is there a problem or is it a new TV that you've got? Okay, so I know that she makes reference to the TV, and it's just her way of proving to you that she's been around your vibration. She knows exactly what's going on. Okay, so if it is that you've got a new TV, know that she understands that, and it's just her way of saying, look, I'm around you. Okay. Why would I say that to you about I don't know if it was the last call or the call before, but aware of the spirit world. Do you understand about life after death yourself? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and in some way, I believe that, now, as you know, Spiritual Connections is all about helping, okay? And in some way, I believe that this show could benefit you, not just having a reading, but it would benefit you by being a part of Spiritual Connections. Is that right?
Yes, I do. I do. I can, when someone asks me about someone, I can pick it up just like you can. It's kind of weird, but it's, and sometimes I think I'm doing it for myself, but I just feel like I'm talking to myself, so I just don't do it for myself.
Ah, right. See,
if you were to ask me, then I could do it for you.
Ah, right. See, because that's what she tells me, that this could benefit you in so many ways, okay? Not just as the reading, Jillian, but it is being able to benefit you in, I've got this unique way of getting people to work, okay? If you have an ability, I'll drag that ability out of you, okay? I've taught this for many years, I'd say maybe the last 15 years, so I know the areas where I can pull people and where not to push people. But I certainly know that she comes close and she says to me about your awareness, okay? And this show can benefit you. So Jillian, maybe that, next time that Spiritual Connections aired, and it's either going to be Wednesday or Thursday of next week, maybe you can come and join us and sit this side of the microphone instead of that side. Do you understand this?
It depends on what time it is. I have a day job.
Okay. You and me both, Jillian, are really dead. But, as I said, just watch out for the adverts, okay? If you are on Facebook, come and add me on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, add Kerry Medium Carr to your Facebook, or even Paul Parker to your Facebook, or even John Thomas Williams there, because each one of us will put out the advert to Spiritual Connections. And then, you can just let us know. And I will say to everyone that's listening, if you are wanting to come on to have a go with me, then come on to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, drop me an inbox message, and I will bring you on to the show. Jillian, I hope that's helped you in some way. And remember, download a copy of this read, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, and I'll definitely contact you on Facebook.
No problem at all. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day there.
Thank all of you.
Okay, bye now, bye. It's callers like that, Paul and Kerry, I really love working with, because, didn't it just all unfold that, that she has a gift herself? Isn't that perfect?
Yeah.
Okay, now before we go to the next caller, I am going to play a song for you, okay? And I hope that you all like this. This is a song that, well, let's just say I like, and I put it in there, and I can because I'm Mike Davis. I enjoy Adele, Set Fire to the Rain, I really do. Very inspirational lady, I think she is, very inspirational. Well, I know that we got lots of calls on. Paul is still with us, Kerry is still with us, and my friend, which I've been told, Thomas John Williams. I know it's Thomas, I know, and I know that Emily takes the mick out of you because we all call you John, everybody knows you as John, but your name is Thomas, that's right, isn't it? Disappeared again on me. He's like Houdini. You know what? Every time that you...
Will you leave me alone? It takes me ages to find the mute button, man.
You know, old age doesn't come on its own, John, does it?
Well, you know me and computers. It's all these little things open down the bottom, and I open every one by the one I need to open.
Well, this is true, but I do understand. But, you know, do you remember that day my daughter, Emily, when she found out your name was Thomas?
Yeah, where are you going with this now?
And she said, that's not his name, Dad. His name is John. It's my friend's father. I said, his name is Thomas. And she made me ring you up.
That's right.
Phone and she said, now call him Thomas. Well, Thomas, boy, you right? And she couldn't stop but laugh in the background because she didn't believe me that your name was Thomas.
Well, it's still some of my family don't know it's Thomas because there's so many of us, we're all named after each other, that's why they've all known me as John.
So tell me, why John then, not Thomas? Why do you prefer? Because, you know, everybody reverts to you as John. Is there a reason?
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a long story because when my mum and dad was working, yeah. I was brought up by my grandmother. Well, my grandfather's name was Thomas. His father's name was Thomas. My dad's middle name is Thomas. So we all had middle names, so my nan didn't get confused, and she called me John.
Ah, okay. So after a while, the name stuck?
It always has.
Well, now I know. Okay, well, whilst you're unmute and you found that unmute button, let's talk to Christine. Hi, Christine, are you there with us?
Hi there.
Hi, Christine. Can we ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, you know, absolutely gorgeous place, Christine, because I was there in October.
Will you be coming back?
Most probably. I'm in talks with somebody, yes, from Florida to come back. And actually in talks with somebody from Kissimmee as well, to work there. I'm back to West Palm Beach in Florida. So you never know. You never know.
I hope so.
All I can say, Christine, is keep tuned. Right here and on my Sunday show as well, on my regular show. But Christine, can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
I'm calling for some advice regarding my own abilities. I had called last week and you had given me some advice on how to shut down. So
remember?
I'm sorry?
Yes, I do remember now, yes.
Okay. Well, my other question to you is when I am communicating with Spirit, and a lot of times they'll give me their name or their initial of their name.
Yeah.
When they don't, if I ask them how they pass, what they do is instead of telling me how they pass, they make me feel it, and I'd rather them tell me as opposed to making me feel whatever happened to them, and I was wondering how I can get them to just tell me instead of making me actually feel it.
Okay. Let me just say to you that, you know, when you're feeling it, okay, that's called clairsentience, okay, that you're sensing it, okay, so you're feeling the physical vibration. Now, I work that way, that I feel it, okay, and I'm going to ask every one of my wonderful friends here, okay, the same question, whether they feel it or whether they hear it. And there's a reason for this, Christine, okay, it's not to benickel anybody, okay, please not, but, you know, with four of us here in the room, and to simply answer that question, let me go quickly to Kerry, okay? Kerry, when you feel, when somebody comes through from spirit, this is a question, do you feel a pain of how they passed, or do you hear it?
I feel it.
You feel it. Okay, Thomas, John, whatever you want me to call you. No, I don't mean that. John, how do you,
John,
do you recognize it?
Well, as you know, Mike, I am a sensitive, and I work that way. And although I feel it, it doesn't hurt. I don't take on the malformation of that condition.
Okay, thank you, John. And let me just go to Paul. Paul, what do you do? Do you feel it or do you hear it?
I feel it.
Perfect. Okay, thank you very much, guys. And that was the reason why I asked everyone, Christine, the same question, okay? Because when we work with spirit, we feel it because it's the sensitive side of us, okay? And 99.9% of our mediums will work on that sense. that we are sensing it. Even though I'm clairaudient and clairsentient, which means I'm able to hear and feel and see, when I'm aware of conditions, I just say. Now, when you feel it, Christine, let me just ask you a few questions here. Does it go after you say for this? So let's just say for argument's sake that somebody passed with a heart, so you feel like a discomfort around your heart area. Does it go the minute that you give it off?
Yes, once it's validated.
Okay, perfect.
It does go away.
Perfect, okay. See, because that now tells me that you're on the right pathway, okay? That, unfortunately, it's the way it works.
Okay.
Okay. I'm hesitant to say what I want to say, but nothing is impossible, Christine, nothing, okay? If you are able to develop hearing, which is clairaudience, okay, you can ask the spirit world to work in a different way with you, but for now, enjoy it, okay? I know it's not nice feeling conditions, but once it's validated, it's gone, okay? It's not like feeling a heart attack as in such. You're not going through the emotions of a heart attack. You're feeling discomfort there. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, so develop what you got, Christine, and then move on to the next level. Does that little bit help you a bit?
It does. I just wonder because I am also clairaudient, and I just wonder why they flip-flop between, you know, telling me things and making me feel things, or is it that's just how my abilities work?
Okay. See, when we're working with a spirit, well, we're always dipping in and out of the energy, okay? And every one of these guys sat here will tell you exactly the same thing. You know, the only time that we continuously stay up with the spirit is when we're working with a healing vibration or trance or transfiguration or that kind of level, okay? When you're working on a mediumistic level, we're dipping in and out of the energy, okay? So you're working with spirit, and then you dip into the psychic, dip into the spirit. So it comes like a wave in motion kind of a thing, okay? So unfortunately, and I say it's not unfortunately, I love the way that I work. I love the feelings because I know it's not mine. I know it's going to go as soon as it's validated. Because we work in that motion kind of a way, then if it came on a clairaudient sense, to get everything else out at the same time, it'd be a very difficult communication.
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, if the feelings are too much or too, you know, they don't go away quick enough or, you know, if it's too much, tell the spirit world, I don't like this. We need to find another way that's comfortable for you and for them.
Okay.
Okay. Does that help you a bit there, Christine?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I know I worked with you last week, okay, and I know that Kerry gave you a bit last week as well, but you haven't heard John of your work.
I'm sorry?
I said you haven't heard the way John works, have you?
No.
Okay. Well, I know that John, bless his heart, you know, he's had some wonderful training with myself, some wonderful advice off myself, and I'm going to pass your call over to John now to see if he could work with you just for a quick 5 minutes here. So, John, over to you, mate.
Good evening, Christine. Thank you, Michael.
Hi there.
Hi, good evening. Just to add to what Mike have just explained to you, when I was starting, I work with myself sensitively, and I was like yourself. I was asking for more ways, clairaudient to see, to hear, the whole package. And what I found was that it was too much altogether. And where we've got to now is I hear a little bit, see a little bit, and it makes up the whole package of the message that I'm trying to get across. Because I'm trying to strive every time to improve from the last message. And where I was hearing a little bit and getting stuff symbolically, I was then missing out on the sensitive side of it, and I wasn't getting the feeling, the deep, the actual message, the feeling of a message to get across to a person. And I found something was missing. So I actually asked back for the sensitive side of myself. So I hope that helps you a bit, that they'll give you a whole package. But please, the biggest thing I find when I'm teaching is people don't turn around and ask spirit and speak to spirit in between everything. Keep the communication yourself and spirit, as well as spirit and yourself, and you'll find a better two-way conversation. So I hope that helps yourself.
It does. Thank you so much for your advice. I appreciate it.
No problem. And while I'm speaking to you, I have an energy that's coming at me, and whether this, I'll have to curtail it, whether it's appropriate for an open airways like this. But I'll put it across. I have an energy that the way this gentleman led his life contributed towards how he passed. Could I put it like that, please?
Yes, I believe I know who you're talking about.
So you can understand where I get to if I don't use certain sort of descriptions and that. And this gentleman's coming in, and I believe you have a connection either to his partner or his family. Is that correct, please?
No.
They show me a connection with his passing and how he led his life to it, and that there's a connection, as that you are now going to become the messenger for somebody else. Can you understand this, please?
I don't believe I do, no.
Well, I won't push that, because it's not maybe appropriate for the airways anyway, because it is getting very sensitive with myself. But I'll change my communicator, and I've got a gentleman that's coming in, which would have been on your father's side of the family, and he is standing to me around about 5'7", 5'8", thinning on the top with hair around the sides, which would have been kept short around the back and the sides, greying, white in places, but greying, but a very well-dressed gentleman, and if I had to stipulate the way, he was sort of regimental in a way, so I would suggest sometime in his life he would have been in some sort of military or forces, or at least something like a police force or ambulance, where he would have had to dress in some sort of uniform. Can you understand this, gentleman?
I'm not sure what he did for a living, but I believe it might be my uncle.
He would have, how can I put it, he would have very well dressed, the creases in the right places and very smart. Would this describe this gentleman?
Yes, he was always well dressed.
Yeah. If I have to go, and I was you're saying about the feelings, I'm getting the feeling of the passing, of a filling up of fluids in the chest, where he would have had some sort of infection in the lungs or the lower part of the lungs, where he had to keep cleaning his lungs, and into the throat. Is this correct, please?
I believe that's how he passed, yes.
It is, you're saying that the feelings now, that's completely gone straight away. You have trouble quietening your mind of outside interference to be able to sit and calm yourself to the same way you can easily be correct, please.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is that this gentleman's coming forward, and it's a bit of a humorous part of it, is it? That you was like this as a little girl, that you was always talking to yourself, you was always had your own little private friends, you could own your own little tea party all on your own, because you was a child that was had their imaginary friends. Can you understand this, please?
Yeah.
And yes, it's a part of it. They're saying that you need to quieten your mind and learn and practice quietening your mind of, and what I call is being able to think without thinking, is to concentrate on one thing, like listening to a good spiritual book, and into that way, the outside world is left to one side. Can you understand where they're going with this, please?
Yeah.
And they were saying, well, once you've educated your mind and created your mind into this sort of atmosphere, when you're actually giving messages and connecting to the spirit world, you'll be able to put yourself in more of a zone and understand the messages, the symbols, and the sensitivity coming through to yourself.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Christine, and I hope you all the best for the future, and maybe we can meet up again on here occasionally here and then we can pass advice to each other, because I'm sure you're the type of person that can give advice to other people very easily, and people do seem to flock around you because for advice in different things, and on one occasion towards counselling as well. Would this be correct, please?
Yes.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best for the future, and I hope you have an enjoyable evening.
So thank you both very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Christine, for calling in. And, you know, John, again, absolutely amazing. Christine, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling.
I will. Thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a wonderful day there, and I hope things go from strength to strength there with you, Christine. Have a wonderful day. Bye now, bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Well, John, as I said, you know, you've come on leaps and bounds, mate. You really have. And, you know, I'm just pleased to even know you. I'm pleased to the fact that, you know, I've played a part in some way in pushing you forward into this, you know, and in full credit to you, you're doing very well.
Well, thank you, Mike. I did have to go to it in a roundabout way. I had to find my pathway and where I fitted in.
Of course.
And where possible. And I went round the teaching part of it, putting myself in front of other people, passing what little I knew at the time, built on my confidence with that, of being able to talk to people, being in front of people. Yeah. And only now, recently, within the last 8 months, have I been getting up and, like you, pushed me onto the platform. I felt I wasn't ready then. I was just too nervous. Now, slowly, my confidence and I is coming forward, and I'm doing it a little bit more. Yeah, and I thank you for that.
Well, John, you know, maybe we can, you know, we'll talk off air, you know, on other things, you know, which what we tried before in the past, and maybe we can introduce that back in now. But you've done really well. John, you know, within the spiritual movement, and particularly around you in Wales, you know, you kind of build up like family rapport, don't you, with people. You know, like my tutor, as you know, Gwen Bespin, an absolutely fantastic medium. You know, I call her like my grandmother. Do you get that as well, John?
Oh, yeah, so much. Like there's a couple of the ladies, I have to say, they're friends, they're close friends. They're like my sisters to me now. There's my... They call them TJ's Angels. they're fantastic, and we are all a family. And I would drop a hat if anything was wrong with any of them.
Yeah, well, like with me, I know that because I actually fixed my van. Remember my van?
Yeah.
Well, let's not talk about that live on air. But as you know, my mum and dad, bless them, you know that they're still here. But you know. Do you class yourself as like my dad in spiritualism? Because I sometimes look at you and it's like, well, yeah, you know, he's older than me. He's like my dad.
Oh, my beef.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me introduce you to my Blog Talk Radio mum.
I really did.
Hiya, mum.
Hiya, son. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. Obviously, John knows that you're not my real mum, but you're my Blog Talk Radio mum, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I am too. We had a joke about that one day, hun. It was Mike's birthday, and I was on a show in the chat room, and he was sort of gave his age, and I turned around, well, I'm old enough to be your mum. It's stuck now. It's mum and son.
That's it. Well, mum, I want to introduce you to Dad.
Hiya, Dad.
Good evening, and easy for it now. There's going to be some leg pulling somewhere. I'll have to get him back for this.
Well, it's nice for mum and dad to actually meet.
It is. Right, Dad. Over to you. I'm ringing in so that you can all have a go. It's a long time since I've had a reading from my mic, and I will just let spirit guide, and away you go, darling.
John, Dad, are you going to work?
Yes.
Oh, I thought she said Mike then.
Yeah, I said Dad, and it's a long time since I've had a reading from Mike, but Dad, you're on. Have a go.
Oh, good evening. And he hasn't even told me your name.
It's Rihanna.
Yeah. Oh, I see, Mike.
Well, you know, that was a bit of a bad penny on my behalf, but it's my mum.
Lovely lassies. I think this is the lady that's in the chat room. See. I guess that there was a bit of a, I sensed that she wasn't very far away. But yes, this is quirky for me by here, because I don't quite understand this one. I have a lady coming in with me, and if I had to say, I got to be careful because I've got other stuff warning me, things going on. But yes, this lady would have been like a sister to you, whether it's an auntie that was a good friend, but it's like a blood sister. And it's funny that we were talking about an online spiritual father and mother, because this lady is coming across as that sort of relationship. And this person would have been a very good friend to you for many, many years. But I can see there was a sort of part, not a part in a friendship through ill will or an argument, but just that you moved away from each other. But at the end of her life, there was a contact back together. Can you understand who I'm talking about, please?
Yes, I think you are talking about a friend of mine who passed a few years ago now.
Yeah, but yes. It would have been like your sister.
Yes.
There were things you would have more likely spoken and talked to her about that you wouldn't even maybe have talked to a close family about.
Yes.
This is the sort of feeling I'm coming across. And it's a different feeling to me, and especially when now we're talking about friendships and close and like that. This must be the first time I've had one of these sort of relationship feelings coming through. And it is very... very queer for me that I've never had this sort of feeling before, and it's like a very, very close bond of love and friendship as well, and I've never had this one first, so this is something new for me tonight. But what she's coming across and is a lot of a thank you for your patience with her at times, that
yes.
There was times you could have tutted about things and really put your nerves on edge, but you saw through it as because it was a friendship. Can you understand this, please?
Yes, yes, I can. Yes.
And there's this big thanks about that, I don't do flowers, and I don't know what they're called, but there's this little posy, a little posy that if you curled all your fingers together, it'd just be a little couple of stems in the middle with little flowers around the top. I can't describe them.
Yes.
Blues and pinks and yellows in there, and all I can see is that's coming forward to you, because that should mean something to you from past memory.
Yes, yes, it does. And actually, it's the first time that she's come through, which is a lovely surprise. So thank you very much.
And would you have an affinity, or who would have an affinity? Now I don't know if this is pixies or elves or little things like that, but the smell of lavender and of like a Devon type perfumey thing with the clotted creams and the memory of something like that. But I can definitely see pixies or little fairies, and there's a perfume smell of like a lavender smell and the clotted cream teas and sitting down and eating things like that. Smikes.
We might have done. Yes.
Okay, well, I've got a bit of an emergency come up by you, Mike, so if you could take over by you so I can bow out a second, I'll have to answer this. I think I've got a breakdown call out.
Okay, no problem. Well, just drop me a message, John, and that's fine. But you've done absolutely fantastic. You answer your comments.
Thank you, Rhian, and I give you love and light and pass you on, and I hope you have a lovely evening.
And you. God bless.
God bless to you as well.
Thank you, John, and without a doubt, I'll be seeing you next Tuesday because you're taking me to the church. Dad's got to do his part.
Yeah. I'll be back now. Give me 5 minutes, Mike. I'll be back.
Okay, no problem. Okay, let me hand you over to Paul, because I know Paul is in the background there working hard. Let me just unmute him. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, thank you. You?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. I think I've spoken to you before, a while ago, but yes, hello,
right.
How are you?
All right, thank you. What I've got a lady with me in a flowery dress, tight perm hair.
slimmest sort of lady, but not, yeah, medium build, but slimmer than that. She's not slim and she's not medium build. She's in between.
Right.
I can't explain it. Anyway. She's holding a bunch of daisies. It's the yellow flowers with the white petals with the yellow bits in the middle. They're daisies, right. Yeah?
Yeah, Michaelmas daisies.
Yes, they're daisies. There's three people in spirit. You light three candles. There's a passing or anniversary on the 6th or June. The number six,
right.
Or the month of June. There's one candle you light specifically for one person in spirit. Maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
Don't know.
Right. My father's day of his Thanksgiving, his birthday was on the same day, which was the 9th of December, and he passed on the 1st. But I cannot recall at the moment. It'll probably come to me later, the 6th, but I hope that helps. But 6, turn it the other way around, and you've got a 9, so
yeah,
it's possibly, it's rather than a lady, it's probably, that's the only thing that I can think of. The passing of of an aunt who was quite a small little lady, actually, who passed
beginning of February. Rihanna, let me cut in there. Let's not try and get much information away, even though that I know, Paul, you know, he's working hard and blessing. But, you know, let's try not to give too much information away, because I know that Kerry has stuff that she wants to work with you as well. So the only bit you didn't understand was the 6 instead of, and but you understand is a 9.
Sorry, darling?
I said the bit you didn't understand there was the 6.
The 6, no.
Okay, but you understand of the 9.
Mm.
It's only 3 days out, you know, there's lots of them in a year, isn't it? You know,
yes.
For me, whenever I give a date, I always say, you know, give me a day or so either way, because it's only a very similarity, like, not a specific. So if it is very similar, then that's perfect. So Paul, you're doing really well.
Oh, he's brilliant. Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else quickly you want to say there?
No, I'll pass it over to Kerry and see what else I get.
Okay, perfect. You've done absolutely fine. I'm going to pop you back.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Okay, Kerry, over to you. I need to unmute you first. Sorry, Kerry.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hi, Kerry, darling.
I was ongoing with a lady as well. I feel she may have spent a bit of time in hospital with dark haired lady. Across the back area, shoulder blade. Differently with her breathing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Rihanna, you know when this lady was with us, okay, when she was in the hospital, okay?
Yes.
Because I've actually got the same lady, which is, you know, I find it wonderful that Kerry is able to connect with the same people that I can connect with. And obviously I have that ability because of the, you know, being able to mentor and teach for the last 15 years. I'm able to jump in on communications, which I love, really. But I know that this lady is with me. And see, she makes me aware of, like, the tasting of the tablets, okay? You know, as I'm tasting these tablets, I believe she didn't like the taste of the tablets, okay? Because she just wants me to take tablets out of my mouth for some reason. Almost as if she had difficulty in taking the tablets. Do you understand of this?
Not sure, but that's quite possible, actually.
Okay. See, because I know that, like, when I was in hospital, okay, now I know that I'm not a doctor, I can't prescribe you or diagnose anything, but it's like I got the taste of tablets in my mouth, I can't swallow them, I can't digest them, or whether that when she was in the hospital, she wasn't able to take them herself, so whether she had to have them administered in a different way or something, but it's like I can't swallow these tablets,
That's it. You've just said that. Yeah, I think they had to administer to her. Yes.
There we are, perfect. Because I know I can't swallow them, and you know, even if I popped them in my mouth, they would just stay there because I can't digest them down, and you know, it's no good them just staying there. But I know that she comes forward and she just wants to be remembered there too, because she wants to come so close to you. She talks to me about that, you know, that in life at the moment, you know, things are quite merrily fine in your vibration at the moment. Do you understand that? Okay.
Yes.
She says to me, it seems to be as if your life, see, if we look back the last 6 months, your life has changed in the last 6 months. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And she says to me, it's been for the better. Now there's more time for yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And you feel more comfortable, you feel more relaxed, you feel more you, if I can put it that way there to you.
Yes.
There's also another gentleman that communicates that makes you very slight of his build, very slim of the build of his body. He makes you aware, I want to call him Dad, okay? So I don't know if this is your dad. I believe it is. Because he calls himself Dad. I'm Dad. He's very slight of his build. He makes me aware he was with us, that he completely passed. My breathing is getting very tight as I'm speaking to him at the moment. I know as if I'm feeling as if my heart starts to race as he's with me. And he makes me feel as if I want to say, you know, please excuse me, I dropped and I fell to the floor, and this is how I would have passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand him there?
Yeah, it's my dad, but he died, he was in a morphine coma, so in hospital. So, yes, presumably through the illness, his heart would have given out anyway, but yes,
okay,
that's
sure.
Dad.
Because I know that my heart is racing here, okay?
Yes.
Like, you know, enough. I need to, I can't be suffering like this anymore, because that's what he makes me feel, is if it's suffered for so long, and I can't be doing it much more. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you would have been there with him either just before he passed or just as he passed? Do you understand this?
Yes, just before he passed, yes.
Perfect, because he makes you aware of someone being there. Just before he passed on to the spirit world, because it's like I want to say to you that you know that you had your chance to say goodbye to him, and you knew that when you saw him, that was the last time that I was going to see him in this vibration, in this life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Yes, very much so.
He makes me aware of a book at the moment. Why does he make me aware of a book? I don't know if you're thinking of starting to write a book, or you're reading a book, or something. Do you understand why he makes me aware of books?
Not really, but yeah, he could be sort of like picking up on certain books I've been looking at. Yes.
Okay, so if you've been looking at books, then that's fine, because that's what he shows me. He shows me books, and I'm trying to say, well, what do they mean? Just tell her. Okay, so again. If you've been looking at them, it's his way of saying to you, look, I've been around your vibration, I've been there with you. Now, I know that you are aware yourself, and I know that not because of being a medium or being psychic. I know that because you know, we have communicated outside of the radio here. But I know that he talks to me about that, you know, all of a sudden, you feel as if it's time to escalate your way of working. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
It's like an excuse expression. I want to be like gunshot into it. I want to go full steam ahead of it, you know, and you know, try and hold me back. That's what I feel with it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so I know it's starting to work the way it's meant to work. I know that your dad stands so close to you, enough to say that to you, that he's always going to be around your vibration. He's always going to be there to be around your life and to work with you. And to give you the best of him in this vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Perfect. Rihanna, I know that we are running out of time, okay? I want to bring every one of the guests back in to personally thank them, because I think they've done absolutely amazing for them. You know, and you know, each time that, you know, Kerry works, it's like, wow, you know? and, you know, I haven't seen John work for a little while, but, you know, tonight, I got to be honest, John has wowed me, because, you know, to see...
Fantastic.
You know, to see him, you know, like, I remember John a long time ago, where he would just pick up a little bit here and a little bit there, and I've, you know, worked with him, and, well, let's try this, let's do this, and all of a sudden he picks up a bit more to the way he's worked tonight. I think he's done fantastic. So I want to personally thank every one of them. Brianna, I know that you know how to download the show. Please have a copy of that reader and I say thank you very much.
Thank you, darling, and thank you, everyone. Absolutely fantastic.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Especially as I had more than one person come through from Spirit. That was special. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Rihanna.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rihanna. Good night now, and have a nice day.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The only problem, John, is Rihanna is in the UK with us as well, so have a nice evening.
What about tomorrow, then? Well, can I have a day tomorrow, can't you?
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll give you that one. John, I want to say to you, absolutely wonderful. As I said, you know, I don't say things lightly, as you know. If you need criticizing, I'll do that straight away. But you know, if you need praising, I'm the first one to praise you. So, well done, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, John. You've come along so far. Well done. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, Mike. That means so much to. As you know, what a bit of a past history was, being spiritually stabbed in the back, that it's been nice to have people to come along and say, yeah, you have gone and you've got there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know that Kerry is going to put your Facebook details again in the chat room, okay? So I know that Kerry's working hard on the scenes, and she's going to put yours, Paul's, mine, and herself. So everybody can click on to that link and add John Thomas, John, should I say, Father, to Facebook. So there we are. There's one. There's John. So John, thank you very much. Stay to the end of the show if you can. Listen to the music as we play out. But I want to say thank you, Paul, as well, because I know Paul. I know that you was very nervous of tonight. There wasn't you?
Yes, I was. It's the first time I've done it, really.
Well, I know, I know that you've worked in circles. I know that, you know, that we have chatted off air many times about your development. And again, you know, isn't it surprising when you kind of sit back and listen, and John will tell you, you know, I'm the first one to say, hey, listen to me now, you're doing it wrong. Okay. And I'm quite harsh about it. But I know that you've listened to the advice I've given you. And, you know, I hold my hands up and say to you, well done. You've done well tonight.
And thank you for the opportunity. I really did enjoy it. Thank you.
As I said, yeah, Paul, I don't want any credit, because all I want to do is just be able to help. And, you know, I feel as if I've been able to help the three of you tonight. So I thank you for coming on. As I said, I know that you were very nervous. And I want to turn to my Kerry, which she's typing fast away there in the chat. No, okay, yes, she is. Kerry, I want to say to you again, well done, because, again, you've done absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I love working the what I would call double links with you. I really do, because, you know, that just, to me, sometimes it's like a bit of a challenge, you know, because I'm able to pick up on that vibration, and you've done really well. So, you know, take full credit for what you've done tonight. I'll say well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to me and my wonderful friends, and they are my wonderful friends. Kerry is more than a bit of a wonderful friend. She is my partner, my fiance, really. But thank you, every one of you. You've been absolutely amazing. Listen to us again next week when Spiritual Connections returns. Not forgetting my show on a Sunday, my regular show on a Sunday, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I have a special guest on every single week. Don't forget, if you are in the USA, send an email to Mike Davis, USA, the number 2@AOL.com, and get all the information of where I'm going to be when I'm touring in America coming this June. Not just me, but the wonderful Kerry will be with me as well, doing wonderful work. We will be offering one-to-one readings. We will be offering demonstrations, workshops, private parties, whatever that you feel that your needs to be catered for. Email Mike Davis, USA, the number 2@AOL.com. And just like that wonderful lady said, you know, we'd love to have you on a ghost hunt. And actually, they didn't need where we're going. So send our email, you know, because the only way that you'll know if I'm able to come there or to fit within the schedule, email the wonderful lady that's dealing with it, Mike Davis, USA, the number 2@AOL.com. And not forgetting, at the end of this month, we will be in Norway. And actually, we'll be bringing the show live from Norway as well there when the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow goes live in Norway, which I'm really excited about, on the Saturday, where myself, Kerry, and our wonderful host Nick Humphreys will be there as well, offering readings, a demonstration in the evening. But me and Kerry will be there a little bit longer. We'll be doing workshops, we'll be doing readings. Catch all the information, Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. I want to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
I remember years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did. And you were strong and I was not, my illusion, my mistake. I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone up so effortlessly. You have won, you can go ahead, tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops, write it on the skyline. All we had is gone now. Tell them I was happy and my heart is broken. All my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would be impossible. Take caution when it comes to love. I did.